All right, then, let's say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off Perek Yud Aleph, page Kuf Chaf Vav, in the red edition. So remember, again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, we're talking now in the midst of the negative Mida of Gaiva. So the Mechaber says, "Ukvar mashlu chacham zuchorim bracha." The rabbis spoke about the person who is a bal gaiva. Mashal abayis mole tevin. This can be compared to a house that was filled with straw. V'hayi babayis chorin. V'hayi tevin nichnas b'hem. And what happened? And the house, there were cracks in the walls, and the straw entered into the cracks. La'achar yomim hiskel osa tevin. So ultimately, again, after time, so the wheat kept entering into the cracks, and it became visible from the outside. And over time, because the straw became visible on the outside, people realized that this house was in fact filled with straw. What does that mean? The same is true with gaiva. Shelo yuchlu tamid lahastir es atzman umachshav tam hara tieni keres mitoch maaseim. Ach darcheim heim ba'anava psula b'shiflis murmur. So what the mashal is that at the end of the day, people will realize who and what an individual is truly about. So if a person's a baal gaiva, they could try to go out and hide that gaiva. They could try to go out and put on an exterior veneer, ultimately of humility, of shiflos. But over time, the straw will come out of the cracks. Over time, people will see the true gaiva of the individual. And you'll find other types of baalei gaiva. Who are the types of baalei gaiva? Shetishaer ga'avasam kavura belibam. Their gaiva will remain buried in their heart. Lo yutzi uhu el hamaisa. They won't act on it. Aval yachshivu bilvavam shekvarim chachamim gidolim yode hadvarim la'amidam v'shelo rabim yechkimu kimohem. Okay, lo yashisu leiv al divrei zulasim. So also there's another category of baalei gaiva. And in this category of baalei gaiva, the truth is they don't act in a gaivadik way. They don't go ahead and show their gaiva, but in their heart, they truly believe that they are smarter than everyone else, that no one will ever reach their level of intelligence or sophistication. And therefore, again, there's absolutely no need to pay heed or to listen to what anyone else has to say. B'chashvam, ki ma shekasha aleihem, lo yihye neka la'achirim. This is interesting. Because they figure to themselves, whatever they don't understand, no one else will understand as well. U'ma shesichlam mara lahem, kol kach borer hu, v'kol kach pashat hu, and that which they believe they understand is so obvious and so poshut that they won't even listen to anyone who disagrees. The truth is, again, they're so sure of what they believe to be true that at the end of the day, again, there's absolutely no need to pay any heed to any attention, to any opinion, either those who came before them or those who are contemporaries of them. So we'll say in this category of baalei gaiva, so this type of individual, again, doesn't act in a gaivadik way, behaviorally maybe exceptionally modest, but feels in his heart that he knows everything. And if he knows everything at the end of the day, there is no need in any way to pay attention or to listen to what anyone else has to say. Kol ila toldos ha-gaiva ha-mishiva ha-chacham machor v'daita misakeles. All of these differences, these are all different types of gaiva that we've discussed. And all of these different types of gaiva, the danger of gaiva is that it leads a person totally astray. Even if a person is not acting on that gaiva, at the end of the day, even look at this last category, a person feels like they know everything and there's absolutely no need to listen to anyone else. Such a dangerous way to live. So he says, "Va'af ki tamidi chachamim shloshim shu kol tzarkam shekim at shenifkechu einayim kivar chach me'achachamim shavanem belibam." He says you could even have tamidi chachamim or tamidim who have not shloshim shu kol tzarkam, means they're not fully versed. Literally, they have not put in their time. They haven't gone ahead and they're not seasoned enough. Shekimat nifkechu einehem kivar. If you look at 266, footnote 266, he says, Shekimat shenifkechu einehem, shemiyad imtechilas hesiga me'at min hachachma. In the moment that they begin to understand just a little bit of wisdom, what happens? Kivar chachmei hachachamim shavlam libam. They already think that they know a lot. V'yalkulam ne'emar, and about all of them it is said, to avas Hashem kol givali. What he's referring to over here at the end is that sometimes people amass a little bit of knowledge and they assume that that makes them an expert in whatever it is that they have studied. So, he says this applies to Tamdi Chacham also. Tamd Chacham learns a little bit and then suddenly, again, I've learned a little bit, I know everything. I know everything. And he says, of course, this is a dangerous thing. V'alkulam ne'emar, Tovas Hashem kol givali, but it is abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anyone who is arrogant of heart. Umikulam tzarech sheyinake harotze b'midas hanekiyos. And ultimately, again, a person has to try to purge themselves of all of these negative things if a person wants to acquire the midah of nekiyos. V'yeda v'yovin, ki ein hagayva ele ivaron mamish, asher in seichel ha'adam roach hasronuso, Umaker pichisuso. So this is another interesting point. And a person should understand that gaiva, what is gaiva? Gaiva is true blindness. Asheina sechal adam roach hasronoso. When a person is a bal gaiva, so they're blind to their own shortcomings and deficiencies. Person doesn't see his chasronos. Umaker pichisuso. Or understand the areas in where he's deficient. That's a very important yisod. All of us have deficiencies. All of us are lacking in one area. Right? Halavai, a person is just lacking in one area. Right? Halavai. Truth is, many of us are lacking in multiple areas. What's the real problem with gaiva? At the end of the day, so besides the fact that if a person is about gaiva, they're annoying to be around, they're difficult to interact with, aside from all of those things, what is the real problem with gaiva? So the Mechaber says, because when you are a Valgaiva, you do not see your deficiencies. You do not see your own shortcomings. Because if a person were able to see themselves for who they truly are, then a person would stay away from the things that they realize are truly negative. And those things ultimately, again, that are causing them major problems. Well, so this is an incredible yisod, because we often don't think about this. We're all familiar with the fact that gaiva is a bad thing, but we often think that gaiva is a bad thing because, it's not good to be arrogant. It's not good to be that way around other people. It's difficult to forge meaningful interpersonal relationships if you're truly arrogant. What the Mechaber is saying is there's something much more fundamental. If a person is a bal gaiva, they are never able to see their deficiencies. They're never able to see their lackings. They're never able to see those areas in which they mamish are fundamentally deficient. It's an incredible yisod. So a person goes through life thinking that they're perfect, thinking that they're wonderful, thinking that, you know, they have nothing to work on, when in fact a person may be broken kelim, shivrei kelim, and a person is missing out on a lifetime of self-improvement because they're so consumed with gaiva. So we will see, of course, that one of the steps, one of the gateways in Mitzvas Yesharim is the attribute of humility. So we'll discuss this in much greater depth when we speak about humility. And because of the difficulty of really establishing or finding true humility, so Anava is actually towards the end of this Midos journey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer. Let's go a little bit weiter. So what's next? Anger. Hine, yesh haragzon sha'amru alav. I want to point out, remember, what the Mechaber has told us over and over again is, in no way is he engaging in an exhaustive discussion regarding these negative midos, right? In each of these circumstances, what the Mechaber is doing is he's highlighting the negative midah. He's giving us kind of Rashi Prakim, general broad strokes as to why the midah, why the particular trait is detrimental. But each of these has so much more to discuss on its own. Unadabra ata min akas. Let's talk now about anger. Hine. Yesh haragzon sha'amru alav, So we'll say, of course, there is the concept of anger where the Gemara says that whoever gets angry, it's as if he worshipped idolatry. And of course, we'll say the logic behind that is that a person can get so angry, so consumed with kas, that a person could forget about everything and everyone, including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu anichnas, I'll call davar sheya'as and neged ritzono. So we'll say, so what kind of anger are we talking about? There are some people who just get angry every single time something doesn't go their way. And I will say a person literally is filled with anger until literally his heart is no longer with him, meaning it's almost like he doesn't have control. And any type of normal, methodical, dispassionate thinking is just totally gone. V'hinei ha'ish kazeh, kedai lahachriv olam malei. We will say a person like this could destroy an entire world. Im yechol esbiyodo, if he had the power to do so. Ki ein ha'seichel sholit bo klal, because his seichel doesn't have hold on him at all. V'husar ta'am mamish kechol hachayos hatarfos. And I will say literally he becomes like a predatory animal. Meaning, because just like the animal acts on instinct, so to say, if a person is so consumed with kas, also what the Mechaber is describing over here is something very important, which is everybody gets angry at some point in time, but there are some people we know that can't handle when things don't go their way. Right? If things don't go their way, they just lose it. And it's interesting, we all interact with people like this, where they can't have a conversation with someone if someone doesn't agree with them, or if someone advances an opinion that's different, they can't handle it, and they become so consumed with kas, and that kas is so intense that once they slip into kas mode, you can't even have a conversation. There's no logical discussion or logical thinking. Rather, the person becomes like an animal. So what happens with an animal if you try to go ahead and invade its turf? What happens if the animal feels that someone is encroaching on it? Right? It attacks. So too, there are some people that, again, if you just disagree with them, that they can't have the ability to engage in rational dialogue, and ultimately they go on the attack. Va'alav ne'emar, toreif nafsho ba'apo, halaman chateyezev aretz. So we'll say, again, the person literally could go ahead and tear up the nefesh with his anger, and could literally make the land barren. This such a person like this, in their chaos, could destroy everything around them and not even be fully conscious of what it is that they're doing. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem on Monday morning with chaos. Not big chaos, but with chaos. All right. I'm sorry.